He's been dead about 10 years, mm-hmm. and he wore suspenders until he died.
Was the kind that attached to the regular pants? Yeah. Were they just cloth? Well,
they're elastic. They were elastic. They were bought. They were homemade. And they were not homemade.
Well, what about the jewelry back? What kind of jewelry did you have when you were a little girl?
Well, you know, they have some of the most beautiful jewelry I believe I've ever seen. Were the old-timey stuff. When my husband and I married, his grandmother had a ring that her husband gave her, Radford's grandmother gave her, and she wanted her first grandson to have this ring. It was a gold wedding band.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted him to have this ring. Well, at her death, we wouldn't take it. We told her that we wouldn't take it until her death, you know, that we wanted her to wear it because his grandfather had given it to her, and we knew that he wanted her to wear that her lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So she died a few years ago. Well, she only had two daughters. And you know, I hated like everything to take that ring. And so I requested that it go with her, because I knew that those girls should have had that ring. Grandmother was old when she wanted me to have that ring, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I said, just let it go with her. Because in that way, you know, those two girls, I knew that it could, one could have it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got rings here that I've got, and my children are supposed to know where every one of them goes. The old wedding band that my husband gave me when we were married is so old until it's done come in too, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And is it a gold?
Yes, it was a little bitty gold band that I wore with it, and the engagement ring too. And then I have a wide band that I want one of my daughters to have. If they want to, they can separate it, you know what I mean? Make two narrow bands, it's a wide gold band. And then the rings that I have now will be sufficient for my three daughters. And he has a gold watch that his grandfather gave him. It's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's all pure gold. And it was called a railroad watch. And it is the back of it, it has got two backs to it. And there never have been any dust into that. It's been cleaned several times. They got to where they couldn't hardly get parts for it because it was such an old watch, you know what I mean? But every time they ever had to go in that and fix that watch, he hasn't used it since about World War II. We put it away in order to keep it. And he had it shined, you know, and had it cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And the man that fixed it, he told us, he says, there'd never been no dust into that. There'd never been no water in that.
I bet it's beautiful.
It's just beautiful.
Is that the kind that they would wear?
On their side, you know, in a little pocket.
Uh-huh. And didn't it connect? What's that kind of thing they wear under the coat that would connect to it?
A vest?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had them vest pockets on them. All them vests had to have a little pocket on it for a watch back then.
Uh-huh.
And you know those vests are coming back in style. I don't know whether the watch pockets are still on them or not. Those vests are coming back in style.
Yeah, I love to see a man's suit with a vest. That's really pretty. Well, a women's suit.
That's right. Uh-huh. Well, you know, back then, even the men had little watch pockets in their overhauls.
Mm-hmm.
In their everyday overhauls mm-hmm. that they wore.
And
then on Sunday, they wore their vest with their suit, and then they carried their watches net.
Mm-hmm.
And their watches hung on a chain. This watch is on a chain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just beautiful. I hope that my son will enjoy it. Maybe his son will enjoy it, my oldest
mm-hmm.
son.
Because did you have any other jewelry?
Yeah, I've got several things. I don't know where they
are.
All my rings and my bracelet. I had I have an old antique watch now that's been handed down to my family, and it ticks like a like a time bomb or whatever you'd call it. It's so loud a ticking, you know what I mean? It's so old, but it's just beautiful.